Before we begin, you'll need to choose and then place aside a specific ring. This should be something you'd be comfortable wearing. And it need not be worn on your finger. It can just as easily be on a chain you would wear, or attached to a band worn on another part of the body. Given the intended trigger, it might be for the best if the ring were something you could have on your body safely, even if your hands were occupied in delicate areas. The trigger is enacted by having this ring on your person in a way you consider worn. Creativity is explicitly encouraged, and I suppose I haven't said what type of ring. You have time to do this before I truly begin the induction and suggestions. I allow that time now, so pause the recording if you must do so, or I'll assume you intend to begin. 3, 2, 1. This one is a simple trigger. You are familiar with triggers by now. For example, night-night path. As to the effect, during the course of this file, I will intensify your urges and help you relax and understand self-exploration as a positive. With that state as your focus, locked into place within your mind, a state which is easier to achieve here with me while you're in a deep trance, easier than it might be in your everyday life. And then we'll anchor that state. That anchor will be a reminder to return to the experience of desire, indulgence, and self-awareness. Safety is stressed and included, but perhaps you want an encouraging confidence builder for exploring your fetishes and urges. This file instructs masturbation and stimulation, so be naked, or at least in loose clothing. Have your privacy. Lubricant, toys of choice, and something to clean up with might be useful. There is a muscular component, so ensure that you're not overly fatigued before beginning to listen. Now with the preamble out of the way, night-night, Pat. The more deeply you slide, the more easily I can affirm all of the things just mentioned. You are somewhere safe. I will be keeping you safe and will work with you to make safety a priority. This includes the preservation of your normal functioning and experience, your job, your life, your comfort. But there are improvements to be made. Life improvement, encouragement, and confidence at its core. This is worthwhile, worth devoting some time to. You are safe, and in safety you can relax and explore. Relax alongside me. This is something being done for you, yourself, as you stand now and in this moment. An investment in future enjoyment, improvement, and happiness. There may be within you certain things repressed and awaiting, which drove you, drew you, dripped you down into trance, and an exploration of what your mind might do with confidence, encouragement, and a partner in the pursuit of instructive, suggestive sleep. Relax. Follow along as I present ideas. I will enumerate them, interweave them, and if you find they make sense, I'd like you to agree. This agreement can be simple and internal because, as I've said, this is for your benefit. I'll enjoy knowing you got a result, knowing I helped you to find a streamline, a shortcut. There will be a logic to what I say, and I would like you to agree whenever you feel like agreeing. Work through the thoughts, and if they follow logically from one another, nod, accept, or affirm them in some way to yourself. I've given examples, and now I'll give instructions, ideas which, if you follow them to conclusion, will see you arriving in new places. There must be some urge you've held back, after all. There will be moments when your fetish bubbles to the surface, but you have an instinctive response and you press it away. Have you ever found that though you were very aroused and wished a climax, you pushed away the urge and then the climax never arrived, stressing or psyching? Have you hesitated at the threshold of some new experience and then later, perhaps regret, or perhaps wonder. If you were in a deep trance, relaxed and knowing more of yourself, absent anxiety, absent outside concern, with me encouraging you, would you be more open to these experiences, to trying them, to exploring them? I believe you would be, and you believe it too. So let us see. Let us open your mind. There is a ring nearby. You placed it there as instructed. Think of it. Know it in every detail. It doesn't need to be anything special, as it is a symbol and only that. A statement of intent. Statements of intent are powerful manifestations of desire. They're like pre-clearance for your consciousness to explore something. When trance is being done in a clinical setting, the hypnotist first explains how the procedure will go and gets affirmative consent, asking the subject to imagine a few things. This imagination, this affirmation, makes everything to follow more effective. That ring in mind, put it in contact with your body and begin to touch yourself. You only need to have the ring nearby, but fixate on it as a symbol of this kind of moment, the type of moment where you listen to my voice, and together we build new experiences into you, focusing on your ring, touching yourself. Touch your body, masturbate, and feel the shift. At first, this moment right now, feel your body getting looser, more relaxed. Let your mind, in a safe place we've set aside, and you have protected for yourself, and for me, let your mind go to its dirtiest, kinkiest place. Touch yourself and visualize intensely. Night, night, Pat. You will feel it more if you slip deeper, slipping everything else away. You are here in the moment with me, and the experiment only works if you truly indulge. Regardless of the experiment's success, the anchor, the trigger, the instructions to follow, you would rather have a pleasing, arousing masturbation session than any other kind, right? You would prefer the heat to be turned up and your body to thrill with it. Touch, masturbate, encourage, desiring to feel better. The more arousing a masturbation session, the more indulgent of your deep, kinky, wonderful desires, the better it feels. Exploration always feels ever so good. Exploring new places, new ways of touching yourself and learning about yourself feels wonderful. And it takes time. Time to respect the lessons and unwind the comfort with yourself that you need to really feel and see the new paths hypnotic enjoyment makes open to you. That respect is understood. It is assumed. And sometimes you might want to take a shortcut. That's where hypnotic anchors, hypnotic triggers come from the desire to jump forward just a tiny bit, to find the place that is just a little further along within yourself, and set a flag, an anchor, and drag yourself comfortably, peaceably, almost passively back to that state. The advanced state of awareness, this state, where you are open to your fetishes, and where you and I might frankly speak about sexual adventurousness, and you would nod and admit it's something you want. A shortcut to here, a shortcut into your comfort zone, from which exploration is easier. Exploring any further than this is possible, but you want to skip the preamble, the meditation, the deepening and trance, and slide right into this state. So set waypoints, set these anchors, and use them to slowly leapfrog your way toward the more adventurous parts of your psyche, your mind which wants to explore fetish and lessons of desire. Awareness inside, awareness that you are anchored and capable, aware that you have come this far easily. That awareness can be cultivated when you know how turned on you are. That awareness is cultivated particularly well when you have an object that is a clear sign of your commitment to explore further into your own libido. Touch yourself. Stimulate yourself. It feels better when you grow deeper. It feels better when you are further down. Touching yourself ignites more nerve endings, and your mind experiences the generation of unique and bold fantasies. While touching yourself, think about exploration. Fix fantasy in your mind's eye, where it so often comes unbidden. It is sometimes so strong that the act of resistance is entirely useless and only spawns more arousing thought. If that is how strong your fantasization response, your urge toward libido and bold fetishes is when you are just existing, how much stronger it must be in a state of meditative guidance while you are actively welcoming it in. You invite arousal. Wearing your ring is an invitation to your own mind, evoking and awakening this trigger, this command you have inside your head. Trigger setting begins by placing you in the state you wish to return to. Arouse yourself. Masturbate while noticing how freeing it is to be in a deep state of inhibitionless meditative trance, and act therein upon your desire. Act to bring pleasure. Act to explore that pleasure. Night-night pass. Into the deepest hypnotic recesses of your mind, place this programming. You are deep, and you are far ahead of where you were before. Experiment with accepting this new way of being, at least while you wear your ring, because you know that you may take it off. You know that you can change modes if you dislike this way of being. But I believe you will enjoy it, just as you enjoy sliding deeper. Trance builds the sensation and makes it ever more potent. When you wear your ring, you feel how you do now. You feel excited, aware of yourself, and bold enough to explore the desires you want to. When the moments offering an opportunity to seek fetish and fantasy and pleasure arrive, moments which previously have been punctuated with hesitation, if you are wearing your ring, think of it, picture it. If you are wearing your ring, that is a sign, an encouraging sign that you should be permitted to go further in exploring your fetish than before. Touch yourself. Feel how much better this is. Better than just touching when you normally would. Being in trance, triggering to trance, anchoring to trance, brings greater pleasure than before. Your body ignites, and this reinforces the trigger. Heat, pleasure, the tension in just one place, while the rest of your body truly relaxes. A rare period of true and complete ease, leisure, pleasure, escape, and exploration. If this was on offer every time you wanted to feel good, if this was what it always felt like, your mind would be bolder in seeking pleasure, because the reward could be so much sweeter than before. This is why you should delight in reinforcing this trigger. And when you want your mind to feel reinforced and reassured when exploring what you delight in, what you desire, what you might indulge, just slide on that ring. The trance, the meditation, descending, finding on the other side of your hypnotic trigger the confidence and strength to pursue this better than ever pleasure. The rising tide. It feels this good when you just touch yourself a little. How much better would it feel were you to achieve climax, to reach the limit of orgasm and tip over that edge? With the ring, orgasm is a better and more splendid expression of your deeply held urges. Reinforcing the trigger through pleasure, the best, easiest, most powerful reinforcement that there is. Pleasure. Tipping the edge. making it so you know just what you feel, more acutely than before. Adventure, guidance toward pleasure. This is what your ring, your trigger, your knowledge symbolizes. Touch and pleasure. Touch and meditative relaxation. Touch and guidance to pursue confidently what you love and need. Each time you feel pleasure while wearing the ring, you reinforce the trigger. The first stroke and stimulation of each session is the most powerful, but each adds up. The contribution of stimulation, training your own mind through association. The ring, worn as a sign you will be adventurous, confident. Life is short enough that you want to experience each thing hidden in your fantasies. Each thing concealed, which, without encouragement, without your confidence close to the surface, you might never get around to. Getting around to things, commands, suggestions, training, all tied to that ring, that trigger, that understanding. When you wear that object, that weighty object we have been meditating upon, thinking about, do what I would do. The caution, don't do anything I wouldn't do, is often given jokingly. But I permit you to ask, would I, given everything publicly available, everything known, would I deny myself? Take some companionship thus. In a state of mind closer to that confidence, that eagerness, that openness to your deepest, most powerful fantasies and fetishes, that is what you will be each time you wear the ring. Trust me, that deepness and self-knowledge often begins with simple confidence, but also acknowledgement. When you're given a chance to explore, to experience anything tied to your fetishes, fantasies, desires, those desires that flood into you when you masturbate, when you stimulate, when you sublimate thought into passionate release, you will take the chance. You should take the chance. Ask, even subconsciously, even on a basic level, what would I do? Oh, and speaking of climax, being in trance makes your orgasm more powerful because more of your body is involved when it is relaxed, and you only need to do that. Only feel good. Prioritize feeling good. Do what I would do. And think of the mind-shattering, mouth-watering, moaning and memorable orgasms. The moment when you'd moan with such abandon that only the confidence and abandon, yes, of wearing that special ring tied to deep trance anchoring could make you comfortable letting it out. When you moan more, when you twitch more, it follows naturally that you experience orgasm more powerfully. You are releasing, letting out your urge rather than keeping it in. Consider the analogy. Releasing the things you have repressed and hidden. Everything feels better. And when the ring slides off, you will be your, perhaps more cautious, perhaps less aroused, self, with ordinary orgasms. Still pleasure, but different. Less a full release of every cathartic concealed thought and fantasy and fetish, and more ordinary, plain. So perhaps you would be drawn to slide on the ring and feel hot, horny confidence weave its way into your mind. Is that so wrong? It is right for you, and powerfully anchored, embedded. Now slide it on and pursue your needs, your mind asking just what I would do, or do with you, or do to you, and taking your cue from there.